Hello and welcome to another episode of Holochat. This is Bobby.
I'm Rachel, and we are going to talk about the comeback that has officially been announced.
Finally.
In a short little episode here.
After many, many long years of waiting, they have finally announced Golden Hour Part 2.
I think it's funny that we record these so far in advance because there are just going to be weeks of us complaining.
I know. After.
About. Like, the next episode that drops on Friday, you will hear us complain about it, but it's here now, so it will make sense. That's fine.
I think we do tend to tell them this is the day that we're recording for context. So we actually do say at the end of the episode, you know, maybe we'll have an announcement by then. And so
it's fine.
It is fine. It's all fine. But comeback has actually been announced.
And we're recording this the Sunday after the announcement, which I forgot the date already.
The 27th.
The 27th. Mm-hmm. They announced it on Thursday here in the United States, which was the 25th.
Fourth.
Oh, it was the 24th. It was their actual anniversary date for us. But they announced it at 10:50 p.m. KST time on their anniversary.
Well, they announced it. For anybody who's listening to this podcast probably knows. Like, you know what went down. But let's just discuss how weird it is that they waited until 10:50 p.m. to drop a silent video of a clock.
I, like, kept pressing it thinking, like, oh, I must have accidentally, like, where's the sound? Did I, like, accidentally turn it off? Where's my teaser for what this song is going to be?
You're going to give us the teaser is a GIF? What is this? So then at midnight, we get the official announcement, and it was the promo map. Mm-hmm. So they really just, like, got right into it. They're like, let's get this done. We're getting into it. But then they're like, but wait, no, nothing's going to happen for a week. We've already waited until, like, the last possible moment. Actually, we're beyond the last possible moment to announce this comeback, which is November 15th, which was the date that was leaked. So in a previous episode, we talk about the date that was leaked, but we don't give you the date. No, it was right. The date was right. Which is why we've been like, where is this announcement? If that date is correct, which it's a terrible date, by the way.
It is pretty bad.
I feel like everybody is having a comeback in November. Which BTS member is coming?
Jin?
Okay.
Is releasing on the same day. Honestly, it's whatever. I feel like the only thing that is going to affect is the, like, how it's going to do on Korean charts. They were never going to do good on Korean charts anyway. No. Like, Jin will kill the Korean charts. That's great. That's fine. ATEEZ was never going to have anything there. I don't think that the solo releases of BTS, like, if this was, like, an OT7. BTS is 7. If this was an OT7 album, like, I would be like, oh, well, yeah, that's absolutely going to destroy us here in the US, too. But I don't know that the solo releases tend to get as much. So I don't think, like, I'm not as worried about competition in the US. Like, yeah, it might beat us on the Billboard. It might not. But, like, we don't have to worry about losing lots of sales, I guess, is my thought. But anyways, we've got this promo map that tells us that we won't have any promo for the next week.
Waited till like super late, and then they drop a promo map and they're like, but you're not going to get anything for another week, which is madness.
And so I think a lot of people think that we're going to get surprise things this week that aren't on the promo map.
Maybe.
Because it's crazy to announce your comeback and then dip for a week. That's what we complained about last time, is that it felt like you weren't doing anything.
They weren't. I mean, so, one change that I do like is that they have distilled all of the promo images into just 3 days.
Yeah, that's much better. I don't need 4 days waiting to see all 8 members in the same concept outfit. That's crazy bananas.
To me, the dropping of the promo images is the least exciting part of comeback promo.
Yeah. I do want to know what the photo cards look like.
I know. Though, like, that's the thing. We have no imagery. Like, we've got nothing to go on.
It's the least exciting part. It should be first, but I would argue that it should be this week. So, instead of next week. Because I want to know, like, Also, when they announced it, as was expected and anticipated, they immediately opened a bunch of photo card events. Mm-hmm. So there are, I think, are 14 separate events just, you know, dropped immediately. I think it was like 9 p.m. my time, like 11 a.m. Korean time. They just dropped them all. And we have no idea what any of those photo cards look like. And I know that that's not a big deal for some people, but it is for me. I want to know what I'm ordering.
And I went through, like, I went onto the Notion link that you sent me so I could update my spreadsheet. And I'm like, I don't have any descriptors for any of these.
I put descriptors on there.
They weren't when I looked. Most of the descriptors...
It's a different... So the event page, the event breakdown, it has descriptors.
I know. I went to the event pages. Okay. And like only a couple of them, when I went, had descriptors. So I didn't know. Like one of them had something that like... Anyway, so I just went, and I'm like, I don't even know. I'm fully blind. Like, I don't know what any of these are. I don't know what to expect.
In fairness, there are a couple that they didn't give any descriptor for. And then there are some, like, one of the descriptors for, like, the talk is, like, is it me or is it a flower? It's me. And it's like, what does that mean?
It's
like,
this.
I don't. That's what I was thinking, that it's the flower pose. So they're going to put their little hand, which is a very uninteresting pose to me. So no prop.
So that is wild that they're giving us nothing for a week, that they, that they're just hitting us with all the promo images at once. So if people complain that they're boring, they can only complain for 3 days. So that's nice. I would love it if they're not boring. I didn't think that that Golden Hour Part 1 were boring, but I also didn't have super high expectations for them.
Right.
I generally don't have high expectations for promo images because I'm like, I don't care that much.
I can't think of a single promo image that I've ever seen by any group that was like, oh yeah, that's it. Unless it was something like, I think I've seen a group do something in front of a carousel once. And that was exciting to me because I love a carousel.
The most beautiful promo images I have ever seen were by Ace for their favorite boys. I think it's favorite boys, where they did like an Ophelia in the water with the flowers all around them. And then they're in like a traditional Korean vibe. But they are they are so beautiful.
See, even beautiful doesn't get me excited. I remember one us doing a very, like some very pretty concept images for the like mermaid comeback they had. They had like a mermaid comeback.
I have no memory of that. But I don't follow them, so I wouldn't.
And I thought the images were very pretty, but it wasn't something that was like, oh yeah, now I'm excited. Like, the only thing that's going to get me excited is if they're standing in front of, like, a haunted house. They're standing in front of, like, an amusement park. You know, like, a very clear signal that they are doing a concept that I wanted. That's when I'll, like, get excited. But those concepts that I want, you know, they're, like, the chance of them doing it is, like, a 0.005%.
Well, so, like,
you're never going to hit that for me.
With 80s concepts in general is that often the concept photos don't even remotely match what's going to be in the music video.
Yeah.
Which I know we've talked about before. So it's like...
And complained about.
Who knows what they're... Who knows? Like, when I'm thinking back to...
But this is even just for, like, the concept book. Like, if you gave me an album book where they were all, you know, posed on a carousel through the whole album book and it didn't have anything to do with the music video, I would still be very excited about
that
album
book. Right, but you're like a carousel freak. Like, that's your thing, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be so hard to hit that for me that it's impossible.
I would love, like, I did talk about this with Golden Hour. I would love to see more creative. I don't feel like, I don't understand why they always have to be these beauty shots.
Yeah.
That doesn't really do anything for me. Like, I already know 80s are beautiful. You've showed me them looking beautiful in every possible situation. What if you showed me them doing something different? What if you showed me them in an action pose? What if I got to see them, you know, just dressed up interesting? I don't know, like something that breaks the mold of the typical, that I don't even think that this is something that would be like breaking the bank, where that this small company, they don't have the resources. You don't need resources to be creative.
Yeah.
So I would like to see something more creative. is it going to ruin my experience if they're the same old normal, here's a Jungkook and he's wearing something beautiful and he is beautiful and he looks beautiful? No, I'll be like, look at Jungkook, he's so beautiful.
What if they put him in another beanie? I mean, that would be great.
That would be too much. And if they do put him in a beanie again, then they have to continue that theme throughout all of Golden Hour, because now they've established a precedent.
Right.
But speaking Jungkook of...
always wears a beanie.
Speaking of... when, I believe it was when we did our comeback bingo episode, mm-hmm. Made a request. Mm. I made a request that the albums be consistent.
Uh-huh. It's not happening. I mean, we don't know for sure, but it's
Hello 82 has it listed as a photo book album.
Ah, it's not happening. I know. We were so clear. I think I said this is the era of consistency.
You did say that. It's not the era of consistency. It's the opposite of that. It's the era of we don't know what's going on.
And that's the thing. Those are the types of things that frustrate and annoy me. Because they gave us this beautiful box for Golden Hour. And mm-hmm. I said in our Comeback Bingo episode that I didn't actually want another box as a GOM because they're so hard to ship. Mm-hmm. And even just, like, having them come to our caddy was, like, a huge pain because they could only fit, like, I don't know, 8 mm-hmm. in a box. So we were getting so many boxes and it made everything horrible. But I want something consistent. And mm-hmm. they knew, like, these are 2 months apart. Or not 2 months apart. They're, like, 2 in a year. Sorry, mm-hmm. 6 months apart, mm-hmm. about. So they have been planning both of these for a while, mm-hmm. right? This isn't, they didn't come up with a comeback out of nowhere. Like, they knew they were doing a new series. And they decided to do a box set for the first one. And they've planned these close enough together that they should have been able to have some sort of consistent plan. That's my feeling. And I can't believe that they didn't.
Like, we already went through this. I'm sorry, is KQ happy with the way that the World Series looks on a shelf together? Like, does Sean walk in and look at that and think, yeah, I like that. I like that. It looks good. I can't fathom it. And I understand that I can be very particular about things that don't matter. I know this about myself. The fact that I've got so much junk all over my desk right now is just a nightmare. Mm-hmm. Normal person would just be like, it's fine. Just clear a space and I'm good to go. I am falling apart because my desk is a mess. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, I get it. But what?
Here's the thing that is crazy to me. Like, if you made the mistake once, right? Like, you did an album design and then you realized that you couldn't do that same design across the series. You made that mistake and you're like, okay, well, I am going to learn from this. I'm going to do something different next time I release a series so that this mistake doesn't happen again. But they've done this ever since Fever. So you've now done this 3 times. It's no longer a mistake. This is a choice that you're making. And the crazy thing is all of them are consistent except for the first one. Maybe that's how it's supposed to be. I don't, like, maybe that's a flaw or a feature, not a flaw. I just
I mean, at least with Fever, the sizes are relatively consistent. Like, if you line them up next to each other on a shelf,
they're all the same height.
They're all the same height. Like, the first one is thicker than the other ones. Fine. The first one, Fever Part 1, has one of my favorite album designs that they've ever done. Mm-hmm. I just think it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love the colors. I love the gradient. Mm-hmm. I think it's so nice. Fever mm-hmm. Part 2, why?
Has the worst album design in the history of album design.
Like, I'm very baffled about Part 2.
I was talking to someone at an event and they're like, I think Fever Part 2, you know, the one with the really cool, like, thermal thing is the only one I own. And I was just like, oh, okay. Well, we're speaking a different language, but I am glad that it spoke to someone. It didn't speak to me. But that it spoke to someone, that's nice.
I just don't get it.
I thought the design for Epilogue was very nice at first. I liked the kind of textured cover. Mm-hmm.
But they're hard to open. Oh my goodness, they're hard to open.
More so than that, I've pulled some of those off my shelf recently, and all of them are like the paper faded on the bottom. That paper does not hold up, that textured paper. Mm-hmm. So they all have these like white spots on them, including my signed albums. I pulled out my Yosung signed green album, and there's just like these incredible white spots all over it where the like fabric or the paper or whatever they've used has rubbed off. Mm-hmm. And it's not like I've been hard on them. It has just been sitting on a shelf that's not even exposed to like direct natural light. I mean, it's got sunlight in the room, but it's not exposed to direct light.
Well, that's why I've started putting all of my signed albums in protective packaging. But I don't have any signed from Treasure or Fever, so those are just
Only have Epilogue from Fever. Those are the ones I have, and I've got three.
Anyway, albums are inconsistent, and that drives me insane. I'm not mad. Like, I don't hate a photo book album. We've talked about that. I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
I just don't love that they can't make up their mind, and they can't just... Like, are they just... Do they just not care, or do they just... I don't get it.
There's that.
The other thing that's kind of stuck in my craw right now is, this is something that I predicted, although it's not as bad as I originally thought based on the announcement, but I had predicted that there was going to be some sort of special K-Teeny only event.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, they've done what's the word that I'm looking for?
Survey?
Yeah, they did they posted a survey on TokTok. It was only up for like 10 minutes. Like, it really, it was up and then it was gone. Mm-hmm. And like the first 500 people to apply made it into this special live performance that is coming up this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a 15 and older. There's a special light stick for it, so you can't bring your light to me. They're going to have something different.
An NDA.
Yeah, of course. So they are going to be broadcasting it later.
Mm-hmm.
But there is this special. Of course, A&Es on Twitter are going wild with the speculation because it is 15 and older, which aren't most music shows that.
I don't know. What I do know is that to sign an NDA, you have to be a certain age. Okay. So that's probably why it's 15 and over. Mm-hmm. Because that's the age they can sign the NDA.
I mean, we're assuming that's the same in Korean law.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know, a 12-year-old can't sign an NDA. So. Right. I think that's true everywhere. Korea, Korean law, American law. So, like, I don't know. I actually think that 15 is a little young to sign an NDA.
Yeah, I would assume it would be 18. In the U.S.,
it's like 18. So, who knows?
Not me.
I don't know what the age of signing contracts in Korea is, but I would suspect it has something to do with that. Also, I haven't heard of like a lot of children going to music shows, so
Well, they typically are happening like in the middle of the night, you know.
Yeah.
So that unless they're going to be accompanied by a guardian, those parents aren't going to be like, yeah, sure, you can go to watch an SBS The Show pre-record at 3 a.m.
Right.
So, yeah, so they are having a little special thing, but at least it is going to be broadcasted to us later. What that's going to look like, when that's going to happen, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that.
I've mostly been ignoring it. You know, I'm just not going to let myself be upset about that. What I'm upset about is that we're not getting anything for a week, that they've announced a comeback and then they dipped. Just out of...
Hold on.
Is it 10?
It's after.
Could we have gotten something now?
No.
Nothing. So they truly have dipped.
So they're like, no, really, you're not going to get anything until Friday.
Incredible.
And also, the other thing is that there's nothing planned.
Yeah. Like,
it's photos, and then it's normal teasers, like music video teasers, track list, all the normal stuff. It's nothing, like, according to the schedule, there's nothing special. They didn't put a showcase on the schedule, so maybe this thing on Saturday is taking the place of the showcase.
Right.
It would be weird for them to do something twice. So it's just weird.
It's super bizarre. Like, I don't know. It just feels like... Everyone complained about how it felt like they weren't promoting it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they've done, instead of making all of the things they did last 5 to 6 weeks, which is what Golden Hour 1 was, they're doing all of the same things, mm-hmm. but they are doing it in 2 weeks. And it does, like, I'm sorry, I said this before, KQ, there does have to be some middle ground. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, like, you could have made it a little longer. Like, you could have done the 3 weeks and added, like, a couple of extra spicy things. Mm-hmm. And then that would have been, but they didn't. They just were like, okay, we'll do all of the same things in 2 weeks. And it, at end of sentence.
That's just it.
And I just feel like there has to be some middle ground. There has to be a middle ground, KQ. I just need you to find it.
San went live not too long ago and was talking mm-hmm. about the comeback. And according to him, this is his favorite that has ever mm-hmm. happened. He was discussing what his favorite tracks are. He said, I know he said Jangle was one. I think he said Halazia, and I forget what the third one was, and that he likes this one better than all of those.
In fairness to idols everywhere, what are they supposed to say?
I know. Like, actually, I liked Halazia better, you know.
Right.
Like, fair, like, but, like,
you know, I'm not that excited about this release that's upcoming. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, because Jungho always does that, too. He'll always be like, I love this song. It's my favorite mm-hmm. song. My favorite song is the title track.
Yeah.
Because it's our title track. Yeah. And it's like, well, yeah, they have to say that this is their favorite. Mm-hmm. This is the one they're most excited about because they, too, want to sell albums, mm-hmm. despite what people might think.
Yeah. Like, is this good promo or is it recency bias? We don't know. So, yeah, fair enough. But he did also say, oh, there are things that we're going to do. It's so exciting. Y'all are going to love it so much. And I'm like looking at him and thinking, what things?
I'm hopeful that they're just not on the schedule. And then I'm going to mark off my bingo box that says they didn't give us a promo map. Because if they give us exciting things that aren't on the mm-hmm. promo map, I think I win. Like, if you give me a promo map and I don't, like, and it doesn't have any surprises on it, but then you still give me surprises, like, that's fine. That is a middle ground. That's a happy, very good middle ground for you. And I hope you found it.
I just feel so... What's the word I'm looking for? Like, I don't have the confidence in KQ that I used to. The confidence that KQ gave me throughout the World Series has really dissipated with some of their recent actions. So I'm just like reserving judgment, but feeling a little mm-hmm. bit pessimistic about what's going to go down. Now, the music.
Okay.
Of which yeah. we've heard nothing.
Let's not forget that this means we are getting new music.
Right. Music's going to be phenomenal.
Keep it all in perspective. We're going to have some banging new songs.
I have specifically requested Yearning and Angst. Mm-hmm. That is what I mm-hmm. want. That is what I am asking for. I think that's still on the table. I think this being by love, for love, to love, whatever it is.
That also upsets me. Just by the way, that is also not consistent. Mm. KQ heard Era of Consistency and they were like, we're going to take everything that we've ever done and we're going to throw it right in the garbage. Because the albums are not the A version, the mm-hmm. diary version, and the Z version. They are the 2 version, diary version, and 4 version.
Yeah.
Thank you, KQ,
yeah,
for
thanks,
that.
Thanks for that. It's almost like they're treating it like a spinoff. But it's not a spinoff. And if it were a spinoff, I would have zero problems. I would be like, yeah, this is all great. This is fine. I appreciate this. You're doing a great job.
You're doing so good.
Because it is supposed to be part of a series mm-hmm. in which we have learned to expect some sort of thematic consistency,
mm-hmm.
it just feels so disconnected from Golden Era Part 1. Because we don't have any connective tissue. Because they didn't give mm-hmm. us... We were talking about this earlier. They didn't give us a stinger at the end of Golden Hour Part 1.
Right.
And... Or at the end of work. So there's no connection the way that we are mm-hmm. used to. So I'm like, is this just going to go spinning off in a completely different direction and have nothing mm-hmm. to do with anything? Like, is this what Sean was talking about when he said that they were going to ease up on the lore? Worst mm-hmm. decision they've ever made. By the way.
Sean, and you know, we've lost our only Korean listener, so we can't even talk to them anymore. They've stopped listening. It's so sad.
We'll be mourning that one Korean listener forever, because I think we bring them up in every episode.
Well, I know that it was Maddox, and he's gone now, and that makes me sad.
He's been busy.
I am excited about the music. We have the track list as a spoiler. HMV released that. So I guess if you want to see the track list, you can go to HMV's website and it's up there. And if you don't want to see the track list, you shouldn't do that.
Stores really cannot keep it together.
And, like, everyone knew that the track list had been spoiled. And mm-hmm. so I thought maybe KQ, like, reached out to HMV and they were like, hey, we're not ready for you to have this up. You need to take it down. But it, as last I looked, it was still up there.
So. Well, they didn't stop Target, did they?
So the thing that I will say without going into too many details about the song spoiler.
Because I haven't seen the track list. It has not. Mm. I know that it has been spoiled, but I have not gone to go look at it. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do this the way KQ intended it. I'll wait for Friday.
The only thing I will say is that I wish that the title track was easier to say and less awkward to say. Mm. It's not one that I'm going to be walking around like, oh yeah, I listen to work. It's like, they're going to have to like shorten it and make it so that you can say it in public.
Nice. I'm very excited for whatever that's going to be.
Honestly, they've spoiled it in some of the Korean press releases too. Mm. Like, the title track has been said by KQ in some of the Korean press releases. They just didn't say, and this is the name of the title track. Mm. But the phrase that is the title track.
So they really do have it together across just all media fronts right uh-huh. now.
They're keeping it tight. but I'm very excited. I think it's 6 songs. Probably one of them is an intro.
Mm. I mean, who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? They don't typically do intros for the second one.
That's true. That's true.
We're in a new era where everything is different and strange, so.
Uh-huh. The only thing consistent is that there is no consistency.
Yeah, it's nice. What a nice place, nice and fun place to be.
I don't think I have anything else to say about it. I'm obviously very excited. I can't mm-hmm. wait. We've already ordered over 100 albums, so the album has been announced for 4 days. So I'm just getting my little heart prepared. Here's my prediction. We'll see if it comes true. The day that the concept photos are released, so each day, we'll get another round of album releases, mm-hmm. and those will all have fan calls. Mm. That is my prediction, that the second round of POBs will be fan calls, and they will be released on the day those concept pictures are released. Mm. Preparing my heart for that.
Doesn't affect me at all. Like, well, just affects my wallet, but does not affect me emotionally. Say,
you're a fix joiner, so.
Ooh, and it is rough out there for the fix joiners. Thanks for joining us for this mini episode. You can catch our full episodes on Wednesdays. If you enjoy this mini conversation, please subscribe to the podcast. You can connect with us at oldontini@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter and Instagram @HolaChatPodcast, or read more from our blog at ontini.com. We'll see you soon. Be the light.